All right, next one, Jordan Dawson. He was taken as a late pick, but blossomed this year as a wing and half back. What do you think? So he's nominated the Crows yesterday. Where do you think his value sits? The Crows have pick 4, then it's 23, maybe somewhere in between?
Well, I think that 23, that'll drift out to 25, 26 with Dacos and those and Darcy. So, yeah, I think it's got to be better than that. So I think, somewhere around that 15 to 20 mark, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think somewhere middle teens to 25, something like that. I don't know him really. I know he's a very good player and he can use the ball really well. You know, so often we look at picks, but can a player get it done as well, or can there be a three-way deal as well? So, because ultimately sometimes when you've just got that one pick, it doesn't get it done. Generally you try and get something, it can get it done in the last minute, but can you get another club involved? Most times you'd like to do a straight deal with that club, but there might be something else happening in the trade circles that you might be able to latch into.
How much leverage you got?
I'm a big fan of him. I think he's one of the best kicks in the game. And it's a great club that he's played at, Sydney, so we're going to find out just how good he is playing for Adelaide in a side that he won't have as many good players around him. But, I think they're going to play hardball here, the Sydney Swans.
How much leverage does a club like Sydney have in this situation, Sos? So he's out of contract. He's nominated his club of choice, wants to go back to South Australia. I look at one like Zach Jones, who was at the Swans, nominated St Kilda as his club, and I think went for a pick in the 30s. Dawson probably, you could argue, is a better player than Zach Jones, but not by much. How much leverage do the Swans have?
Look, they'll be relying on the management group heavily. They'd be a bit worried about... The Swans may see him as a, you know, say pick 12, for instance, and they want something really close to that pick. That's where they may value him, or 10. But the danger for the Swans at the moment, and you don't want to do it, they'd want to get a deal done because... It becomes a situation where Adelaide have, in the draft, they got picked 2 or 3 in the draft.
Yes.
Yeah, early.
So there's a chance that he could slip through to the pre-season draft, knowing that Adelaide, I would think, would have some money in their cap.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's the danger for the Swans. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that's always the player and manager's backstop.
Yeah.
That could happen. But hopefully for both clubs, they can get that deal done.
We saw Jack Martin and then Jackson Hatley just last year. A couple other names, Sam Wiedemann you mentioned. Pat Lipinski offered a 3-year deal to stay at the Dogs, as reported by Cal Toomey on afl.com.au. Where do you see his value? It's probably a later pick, given if he's going to the Pies, they need to stockpile some points for Nick Dacos.
Another player that I've liked the look of, but there's obviously something within the Western Bulldogs that they don't like, because he seems to be one of the first guys dropped all the time, Pat Lipinski. So... I don't know, I'd pick around the 30s mark. I know I'm just speculating there, Sos, but round.
Yeah, I reckon that'll be a later pick, maybe third tops to fourth. Yeah.
Even potentially a pre-season, if it gets to that and the Pies need their picks. Callum Coleman-Jones, this is a fascinating one.
I don't really know him real well, but the Ruckman situation is interesting. You might know him better than me.
I
really don't know what he's worth. He hasn't played a lot of senior football, but obviously he's been targeted by North Melbourne.
I see someone, I know they get better and better as time goes on, these big guys, and he looks really green, really raw, does some good things within games, but he's a hard one to put a number on, because he may grow into something pretty good, but... We haven't really seen that much at AFL level. He played 9 games of AFL football. So, again, I feel like that, to me, feels like a third round. Rounder.
And once again, North Melbourne in the box seat there in terms of trade value, and knowing that they've got pre-season sitting there as well.
Yeah, they got pick 1 in the pre-season draft. They got pick 20, but you think they probably won't want to part with that, Roos, for Callum Coleman-Jones. We want to get to the Blues a little bit more in depth a little later. Let's look at some of the retired delisted players, Lordo. Luke Dunstan, great interview on Sports Day earlier this week with Jared Healy and Sam McClure, nominating Essendon as a potential home that he'd like to get to. Now, they need to obviously come to the party, but where do you see him fitting, Luke Dunstan?
There's only so many players like Luke Dunstan you can have in your team. So I think that he's been squeezed probably out of St Kilda because they've got your Seb Ross and your Brad Crouch. And you just can't have too many of those types the way Luke plays the game. So we looked at Jared Lyons, found a home at the Brisbane Lions, and he complimented them really well. I'm just not so sure who that club is at this point in time that Luke fits into, because he, yeah, there might, won't be too many, I wouldn't have thought, who'll say, okay, we're just missing that inside tough accumulator who doesn't necessarily hurt you that much by foot. So I'm not sure exactly who that club is that has that need to bolster the midfield.
Yeah, I'm not too sure either. Yeah. It sort of can only go with sort of one big inside mid these days. Look, that might change over the time. Some clubs tend to, successful clubs generally tend to change that trend. But yeah, most clubs have that one big inside mid.
Yeah. Gold Coast is one that's been thrown up, but it might have to be as a rookie given their senior list position. Levi Caswell, interest from Gold Coast and Brisbane. Do you see him playing a role, Soss? You've seen him pretty closely at the Blues for a number of years.
Oh, look, it's just whether his body allows him to play AFL football and regular AFL football. So, Levi's a big man. He may be able to give support to Ben King up in that forward line and pinch hit in the ruck. So it's just whether his body allows him to play regular AFL footy.
And with Brisbane, Eric Hipwood won't play. So you just wonder, you can look at, does he help and support? I see Sam Day's re-signed with the Gold Coast Suns, so not sure if there's a spot for Levi in that forward line. You'd love for Day and King to be playing. And then you've got other players like Burgess and those three guys who came through. But Brisbane's an interesting one if they feel like they just need a bit more ruck support for McInerney and support for Joey Danaher in that forward line.
Hamish Hartlett, now not offered a contract at Port Adelaide, played a big part of the first half of this season, was overlooked in finals for them. Do you see anyone coming for him now he's on the other side of 30?
It'd want to be a strong medical and you'd want to actually see him in action, really. I'm not sure how deep they do the medical, Sauce, but you get him out there and training with fitness coaches, kicking balls around. Does that ever happen? Because you'd want to trust his hamstrings.
Well, the medicals are, I mean, most clubs, or all clubs really, are thorough on their medicals. Mm. So it's just whether he's a need for a footy club. So he's got talent, he can certainly play. But once again, it just really depends on where the list is for a particular football club and how much football he sees himself. Does he see himself as a regular player? Does the club expect him to be a regular player on that team? Or can he just, is he there to help develop some younger players, and is he happy to play, 6 to 12 games a year? They're the questions that might be asked, but I can't find a club right at the minute that would take him.
How about Daniel Talia? So he met with Richmond, they've gone with Tarrant. Do you see anyone else? I'm looking at Geelong potentially if Henderson moves on. Is that an option, or are they too old down there?
I reckon Geelong have to go past that. They've just, if Henderson moves on, Taylor's moved on, I feel they're just throwing in another guy at the end. So I'm with Soss. I like Tarrant's explosiveness. Talia concerns me at this point of his career. So I don't know.
I think Tarrant was still getting a game for North, where Talia probably wasn't getting a game for Adelaide, more or less, or was really on the fringe.
Yeah.
I don't think Geelong would be a suitor for him. I think Geelong had done remarkably well over a number of years, but, they... And I take my hat off to them because they had a real crack at trying to win another one. But I think the time has come now that they may need to start playing some younger players, and they'd be well aware of that. So they loaded up last year, but I think now, unless they go after a ruckman, which I think they desperately need, I think it's probably they would realise it's time to play some kids and blood some kids in there.
We'll stick with the Cats. What do you think they look at in terms of the ruckman? So Peter Laddams was in and out of the Port side for a bit of the year, got his finals run. Do you see him as being an option they could look at, or do they need a genuine out-and-out number one ruckman?
I think the Cats do it really well in terms of their specific needs. So it's not just about the available ruckman and who's available. They would go for a specific type. Now, is Laddams that type of ruckman they actually need? They would know that. So even though he may be available, maybe gettable, is he that type of ruckman they really want? Now, he may well be, so they may target him, but he may not be either. So generally they're quite strategic and down at Geelong, and they do it really, really well. But whether they go back to the draft, they've got young Sam DeConning coming through, who I really rate. I think he's going to be a very good player.
Yeah.
He's sort of, as a junior, he was more of a key position player, but he's 202 centimetres. So he could possibly go through the ruck at some point. Still very young. I think if they They did have a crack at Goldstein a couple of years ago. He would have been gold for them. Yeah, a ruckman is someone I think they should be targeting, but whether they're the right ones out there at the minute, I'm unsure.
I find it amazing that we're still talking about Geelong trying to get a ruckman, because I just jotted down names as Soss was talking, like Nankervis, Scott Lysette, Darcy Cameron, Steph Martin, Phillips, the Gold Coast captain. Yeah, they just keep changing clubs. Ruckman, because you can only have one really playing.
Yeah.
You know, there's not many Luke Jacksons and Gorns that are that good that you can play two of them. So I mean, there's always an opportunity to get ruckman out of one club and into another. And yet every final series we go in and say, is Reece Stanley good enough? And we get to a prelim and Gorn kicks five. So I just feel like, you know, it's probably too late in terms of, you know, blokes are coming to the end with Selwood and Danger and all that. But I'm with, they need a ruckman, and I'm surprised they haven't had one previous to this point.
Yeah, Gorn pushed forward. I think a few of those goals weren't opposed to Stanley, but it looks like Reece Stanley will re-sign a new deal in the coming days. On the Cats, Jordan Clark. Now, he's got a contract to run for 22. Looked at a move last year. The skipper, Joel Selwood, convinced him to stay for one more. Do you see him as potentially looking to get out, given the situation there and some strong interest from Freo?
Well, the talk is that he would look to move back to Western Australia. Hopefully for the Cats, they can keep him if they raid him. I think he's got a lot of talent. But, you know, if he feels as though he's not getting a game, you know, that can be difficult, particularly when you come from another state. So, but hopefully for the Cats, and that's if they want Jordan Clark, that he does stay at that football club, because it is a strong footy club and they do develop very well.
Yeah, my query on Jordan has always been his foot skills. So I'm not sure if you know what has been the issue for them. Has it been that or something else why they don't play?
Matthew Scarlett, defensive coach, has not wanted him in his back six. That's why we've seen Jordan Clark play wing and forward. Now, still uncertain as to whether Scarlett remains at the Cats next year. So I think that could be the hold-up as to why he hasn't officially requested a trade. We might know more in the next week, and Matthew Scarlett could be the interest of a few other clubs. So that is a watch this space. Another one that came out in the last week or so is Jeremy Finlayson. Now, it feels like this was more driven by Jeremy with a need to get back to South Australia. Port Adelaide has done a medical. Do you see it being a need for them?
Not for Port. So I think that Georgiades didn't play, and Todd Marshall's there and Charlie Dixon's there. So I don't see him playing in front of those three.
No, I don't see it a need for Port at all.
Yeah.
I think they'd be doing probably the Giants a favour.